Today's shir is Masechta Krisis Daf Yud Aleph. Rabbi Grossman tells me that we need to finish off a piece of Gemara from yesterday on Daf Yud Amud Beis Ketani. The Gemara in the previous shir had spoken, the Mishnah, about the carbon oil of a Yoyrid, that there are certain times that carbonis are brought and the carbon that the person must bring is based on their financial situation. And as we learned in the previous year, a Yoledes has two statuses, either a Behema or two Eifes, and a Carbon Isle of the Yoyrid actually has three categories, a Behema, or Eif, or Carbon Mincha. So begins the Gemara, Ketani. We learned Mikanat alignment, we learned in a Braisa, that based on what we've learned, that Sirus Eifa, when in the situation of a carbon oil of a yoyrid, a carbon mincha is brought, and the carbon mincha is supposed to be in a Sirus Eifa flower, Shiva Pruta, that the value of that carbon is a Pruta, that carbon mincha is a Pruta. Says Gemara Nolan, how do we get to that calculation? Says Gemara Tanarban, because there's a Braisa. The halacha is there's a carbon asham and a carbon chatas. A carbon asham is brought from an ayol. An ayol is a ram, which is animal in its second year. A carbon chatas is brought from a keves, which is a lamb in its first year. Says the Gemara, if somebody says he's going to bring an animal worth a seller to the Mizbeach, it's obvious, says the Brice, that he meant to obligate himself to bring a keves, a lamb. Why? She'en dava kar b'sela, because typically a lamb is worth a sela, el a keves. A keves is worth a sela. How do we get to that conclusion, says the Brice? Memai, mid'am rechmana. The Torah, when it describes the carbon asham, as we just said, says you bring an ayil for an asham, and it's worth kesef shkolim. So if an ayil which is 2 years old is worth two shkolim, mechlal the keves ben shana, so a keves which is a year old is a seller because it's half the age. And as the Rishonim already point out, that's only if you bring a keves that's already a full 1 year old. If it's less than a 1 year old, it'll be worth less than a seller. But the Rishonim explain, typically, somebody who brings a carbon wants to do it mitzvah and a mufcha, wants to do it in the nicest way possible. The nicest way possible is to bring a fully developed year-old lamb that's worth a seller. Midiksiv, and the keves is ben shnosoi, as the pasuk says. We also learned the Gemara the other day, quotes the Gemara, amdu kinim by b'yoyim, that the price of birds was inflated, and Rav Shimon made a takana that brought them down, and they went down to the value b'rivasayim. It went down to the value of a quarter of a dinner. Umidachos rachmana, alei de dalis, l'mahavichad mishis basiris. And let's just stop and explain. So we just said that two birds are equal to a quarter of a dinner. A sela is worth four dinner. So that means the birds, a quarter of a dinner is a sixteenth of four dinner. Or a quarter of a dinner is a sixteenth of a sela. So we see that the ratio from animal to birds is a 16 to 1 ratio. So says the Gemara, Midachos Rachmana, Alei de Dalas, that the Torah, when it says you should bring birds instead of animal, Lameva Chad Mishit Bashiris, so we're talking to a 16 to 1 ratio, as I just explained. Similarly, assumes the Gemara, Chos Rachmana Alei de Dali Dalas, the ratio between bird to carbon mincha is also Lamehevi Chad Mishish Osvadalas. It's also a 16 to 1 ratio between the birds to the Karim Mincha. But ask the Gemara, if that's the case, in Cain, if it's a 16 to 1 ratio, the value of the Karim Mincha, Kamahava, River, it'll be a 16 ratio. Now, says the Gemara, Kama River Bapriti, how many Prutis are there in that value? Abram v'tamni priti. There are 48 prutas in a quarter of a dinner. So we're saying now that we start with a quarter of a dinar, which is the value of a bird, and the value of the kinim, and the Gemara transfers that into prutas, which is 48 prutas. And what is a 16th? Chad mishit ka mishit. So what is the value of a 16th of 48? Kama have the dalas plus a prutas. So it will be 3 prutas. But now ask the Gemara, that doesn't work with what we began to share with today. B'ktani, because we began to share, b'kana to lomid lasir seifa b'pruta, that the value of the karmel mincha is a pruta, but according to the calculation we just made, a my pruta, why should it be a pruta? Hamrit, according to our calculation, a serious a for the dalasu, v'amrit chat mishit, sorry the dalas, the chashvin and give a priti. The calculation that we just made has it equal to 3 pruta, not 1 pruta. Answers the Gemara, Tana miyulad shalaf. How did we come to this calculation? Because we began by saying that the animal, the keves, that would be brought for karmichatas is worth 4 dinrim, and the 2 birds are worth a quarter of a dinar, which is a 16th. But says the Gemara, don't look at it as 2 separate birds, look at it as 1 bird. Now 1 bird, if 2 birds are worth a quarter of a dinar, each bird is worth an eighth of a dinar. What's the ratio of an eighth of a dinar to a dinner? It's a 32nd, not a 16th. Again, let's read the Gemara. Tana miyulad shalaf. The Gemara says the Bryce is explaining that we learn about the ratio not from 2 birds, from 1 bird, as we learned at the end of the previous year yesterday. The masya pray the achas keves. You only have 1 bird versus the animal, which is equal to an eighth of a dinner, and the ratio of an eighth of a dinner, half of a quarter, because 2 birds for a quarter, so each bird is 1/8, is a ratio of chad metlosan trei the keves. It's a 32nd. But ask the Gemara, vad kan dalei dalas kama hava. But now we take that down a step, and we take that down from the bird to the karban mincha, and that should be a 16th. But why should it be a 16th? Because we go back to what we began to share today, the mehech yalflei mekayis mekeves v'ayil, that the difference between keves and ayil is that ratio. So ask the Gemara, so if we start with it being worth not 48, but 24, we're still going to have a prut and a half equal to karban mincha. And we said that it's supposed to be, because everything is being halved. So when we started with 48, we had the karban mincha equal 3 pruta. So yes, we halved it. Having it will take us down to 1.5. But that's still not good, because we started the shear that's only worth a pruta. Amar Rava. So Rav in response to this question, Hachkam kulam milsim yilad shalaf. Vachkama midachas rachman alei the dalas l'mehav echad mitlos mitaret of a series umay yiladus hachi chas rachman alei the dalid dalas l'mehav echad mitlos mitaret mitlalus. What the Gemara is saying is that we only halved it once. That means instead of saying 48, because 48 prutas you got 2 birds, we looked at 24. And then if it's 24, then the value of the karmel mincha is 1.5. He says we have to half it a second time. And if we half it a second time, it'll be equal to a 3/4. Yachi, nachi rivi de pruta hava. So it's also not good, because we said the equals a pruta. And now according to this calculation, it's 3/4 of a pruta. Says the Mar Hachinami. Truthfully, the karmel mincha is only worth a quarter of a pruta. Elo delav aruch arwa lasuya pachs me pruta. It's not respectful to bring a karban mincha that isn't worth even a pruta. That's why Chazal said that even though technically it should only have to be worth 3/4 of a pruta, make it be worth a pruta. The Mishnah now begins to speak about the parasha of a shifcha charufa. We know that one of the karban ashram that are brought are an asham shifcha charufa. Says the Mishnah, ma ben shifcha charufa leben kol arayis. What's the difference between this situation and all the other arayis? Shlo shifcha lehen for its halacha is not similar, loy ba'oinish, loy ba'karbon, not in the oinish and not in the carbon. And the Mishnah explains itself. Shekol arayis b'chatos. By all averis of erva, if one does the aver b'shoigik, he's m'chui v'kar b'chatos. V'shifcha brings an osham. Kol arayis, by all ervis, echad ish v'echad isha, the male and the female, shavim b'makas u'b'karbon. And as the Aruch Liner explains, it's not that there's necessarily always a chiv carbon. It's not that there's always a chiv makas. But whenever there's a chiv makas, wherever there's a chiv carbon, the same rule applies to the male and the female. U'b'shifcha, but when we speak to the case of shifcha charufa, which the Mishnah will soon explain what that means, loy hishva loy ish leisha, the male is not the same as the female b'makas, because as we're going to learn in the Gemara shortly, only the woman is mechuyev makas, not the man. And on the other hand, v'loy hishva ish leish b'karbon, because the way we're going to learn the Gemara, only the man brings the carbon, not the isha. Furthermore, kol arayis, in all situation of arayis, osman has samara k'goymer. Somebody who just does minimal penetration, it's considered a yid aveira, v'chayev akol b'ya abiyah. And furthermore, if you did numerous bias, you're chayev for every bia. We're asked by shifcha charufa, you're only chayev if you did a gemar bia, one halacha, and the second halacha, the way Rashi says, and if you did many acts of bia, you only chayev one carbon asher. The Rambam has a different pshat. The Rambam says v'chayev akol bia bia, as we'll see that by all arayis, you're chayev whether the bia was kedarka or shloi kedarka, whereas by shifcha charufa, it's only chai when the bia was kedarka, as we'll see later in the shiur. On the other hand, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, zeh chai m'shechem b'shifcha. There's a chumra by shifcha, sh'asbas a meizid k'shoigig. That a meizid and a shoigig are treated the same way, that the man brings a carbon, whether it was, the aveir was done by meizid or b'shoigig. The Rishonim explain, as far as the woman getting malchus, it is the opinion of most Rishonim that Malchus is only given when the women did the, when the woman did the Aveira b'mezid. Because we never give Malchus b'shoigig. And continue the Mefarshim to explain, why is that considered a chumrah? So they say a very interesting pshat. The Aruch Liner says this pshat. He says that although a shifcha charufa doesn't carry the punishment of kares, and as our Masecht has been teaching us, the Aveira of Erva very often does bring with it, if the Aveira was done b'mezid without a sraw, it does bring with it the oinish of Karis. Says Daruch Haner, Karis is easier than a carbon. Why? He says a very interesting pshat. He says the oinish of Karis is given min hashamayim. And since it's an oinish that's given min hashamayim, we don't know what's going on in Shemayim. And perhaps if a person does a tshuva, the Einish of Karis could be cancelled. The Einish, however, of Karbin or Malchus, Bezdin never has a right to cancel. That's why Shifcha Charufa that carries with it these two punishments of Karbin and Malchus, they can never be cancelled. Karis could be cancelled. So we speak about Shifcha Charufa. So now the Mishnah wants to explain, and the Gemara will furthermore explain it further, what is the case of Shifcha Charufa? Kol Shechetzi Shifcha V'chetzi Beschairin. If you have a woman that's chatzis shifcha chatzis beschairin, why do we say that that's the definition? Because the Torah, when it speaks about the parasha shifcha charufa, says the heftalay niftasa, and the proper gifts, as we see on the side of Gemara, is divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, zui shifcha vados. That's considered a full-fledged shifcha. The shifcha charufa is a full-fledged shifcha. There's a machloikis rishonim. Is Rabbi Shmuel arguing with Rabbi Akiva? Or is Rabbi Shmuel saying to Rabbi Akiva, not only is shifcha charufa, chetzi shifcha chetzi beschairin, but it's even by a shifcha vados. When we speak about all arayas, it means a regular woman. This is the only exception where the Torah speaks about an erva, and it's not speaking about a regular free woman, it's speaking about a woman who's a chetzi shifcha chetzi beschairin. The wording shifcha charufa, the word charufa is something that we don't typically find. So Mefarshim explained that the word charufa represents that this couple is not really married. He was speaking about a Shifcha Kananis, or a Chatzi Shifcha Chatzi Baschairin, who's incapable to have a full-fledged marriage, and that's why the Torah uses the word Charufa. I saw along the same line. Charufa is actually a play on the word Chuppah. A person who gets married properly has a Chuppah. Here, where the marriage is can't be done properly, and it's also with a woman who's a Shifcha, so the Torah uses a derogatory term of Charufa. Machloikis, as we've been learning, we'll continue learning, if somebody is not sure if he had relations with a Shifcha Charufa, does he bring an Ashim Tali or not? Another interesting question that the Achronim debate vigorously is, we know that the Torah says, Lo Yir Kodesh, Lo Yir Kodesha. And the way most Rishonim explain that lav is the one is not supposed to have relations with a Shifcha. So when we speak about the lav of Shifcha Charufa, does that mean that our Mishnah is focused on the Yisham Shifcha Charufa? It's not focused on that lav of Lo Yir Kodesh. Many Mefarshim say, of course, that lav with all the repercussions will be violated. Others disagree and say, especially if you hold the Shifcha Charufa as Chatzi Shifcha Chatzi Baschairin, so Lo Yir Kodesh is only by a full-fledged Shifcha. And even if we'll say that our Mishnah is speaking about a full-fledged Shifcha, as Rabbi Shmuel just said he says it is, it's still not the same. Why is it still not the same? So Mefarshim explain, because there it's talking about Bederek Znus, with somebody, where the woman wasn't married to someone. Here we're speaking about the woman, as I explained in the Mishnah, we'll speak about more in the Gemara, has sort of a designated husband, and therefore the halacha changes, and the din of Shifcha Charufa kicks in, not the din of Lo Yir Kodesh. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah a fascinating din, that she gets Malkus and not him, by the case of Shifcha Charufa. Ask the Gemara, knowing that he lucky, v'hulay lucky, from where do we know that she gets the Malkus and not he? Says the Gemara, the Tanur Rabbanan, the Torah, when speaks about the case of Shifcha Charufa, says the word, b'kairis tia. We learn from that, melamed shehi yiloika, that she gets Malkus. Yochel shneim loikin, maybe they both ought to get Malkus. Tamloimet tia, he loika, v'hueina loika. Only he, not she. So the Al-Khaner says, I don't understand what's happening in the Gemara. First the Gemara says that only she gets Malkus, and then the Gemara asks, maybe they ought to both get Malkus. How do we understand this Gemara? So the Al-Khaner explains that first the Gemara establishes that she gets Malkus. But since we know, and we're going to refer to this then again, that in all cases of Erva, the man and the woman are treated the same, I would think that that should be the case here. Teaches us the Torah that this is an exception, and only she gets Malkus, not he. However, ask the Gemara, Umanayin the Hadain Bikaris Lishn the Malkus Hu. From where do we know that Bikaris means Malkus? Answer the Gemara, Amr of Yitzchak Tehei Bikroi. The word Bikaris means, it refers to a punishment that involves the reading of Psukim. Kitanya, as we learned in Masechta Malkus, when Malkus is given, Go Adiyana Makri, the most important member of the Bezdin, reads the Psukim. Sheni Moina, he counts the number, Shlishya Merkeu, and the third one says, give the Malkus. Mefarshim say, before every Malkus is given, it has to be specifically ordered to be given. And the Gemara also indicates that there are Psukim read, and actually, very interesting discussion. One of the Psukim I read is a Pasuk that we say every day, the Pasuk of Vahu Rachmi Chaper Ovin, which is interesting, because the Pasuk of Vahu Rachmi Chaper Ovin is a Pasuk in Tehillim. And Malkus is Midaraisa. So how did they have the Pasuk of Vahu Rachmi Chaper Ovin from the time of the Torah if it was only written later by David HaMelech? This is one of the proof that many of the Psukim that David HaMelech included in Tehillim were Psukim that were in part of our scripture even before he put them into Tehillim. Furthermore, this is the basis for our minig that before we Daven Ma'ariv, we begin with Vahu Rachem. Mefarshim say, interestingly, that typically, if a person did an Aveira during the day, so he didn't want to go to sleep with the Aveira, he would get Malkus at night by Ma'ariv. And that's where, since as we're learning now, Vahu Rachem Yechaparovin, and why is that such an interesting pasuk? Because that's 13 words. So if you read the pasuk 3 times, it equals 39 Malkus. They would say Vahu Rachem Yechaparovin when they gave the Malkus. And that's how they, and Malkus would give him Ma'ariv time. That's how they got to say v'urachem by ma'ariv. Although, and that's why, Friday night we don't say v'urachem, because they didn't give back this Friday night. Although I did see another interesting pshat, that the reason v'urachem is said before ma'ariv is because before shacharis and before mincha, we say karbonis. And as we learned, and we'll continue learning, karbonis bring a kapara. But there's no karbonis by ma'ariv. So what's in the place of karbonis? V'hu rachum yichaper oven. The only problem with that is, so why don't we, if that's pshat and v'hu rachum, so why don't we say v'hu rachum when we daven ma'ariv Friday night? If it's in the place of karbonis. So the simple pshat is that since v'hu rachum is a tchina, and on Shabbos we don't say tchina, that's why we can't say it before Friday night ma'ariv. Continues the Gemara. Rav Ashi Amar, how do we know that the word Bikiris means Malkus? Bibiktiya. It's something that involves investigation. Kritnan, as the Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Malkus, Ein Oimdim Oisoi El Malkus Aruin Lishtalish. We give him, it always has to be a number that's divisible by three, the amount of Malkus. And there's a beautiful explanation from Chaim Brisker and the Brisker Rav on this Gemara. He says, of course Bezdin has to evaluate how many Malkus this person could withstand. But he says, when we learn that halacha, which the Gemara now is teaching us, it's not to be understood that, of course, if nobody, you have to make sure that he could withstand the Malkus. That's not pshat. He says, it's a din in the Malkus. The Malkus have to have a beaker. Part of giving Malkus is the evaluation. Rav Chaim says a very nice raya, and the Brisker Rav says a nice raya. The Rav Chaim's raya is because he says the halacha is, let's say we did the evaluation, and we determined that the person could withstand whatever number of Malkus. And by the time we actually do the Malkus, he gets Baruch Shem stronger. Doesn't make a difference. We follow the original evaluation. If the only reason we're doing an evaluation is because this is what he could withstand, so now he can withstand more. Why don't we give more? It's a raya that the beaker is a chaylik of the Malkus. The Brisker Rav says our Gemara is a raya. Because if the entire investigation is just based on what the person can or can't withstand, so then why does it have to be a number which is divisible by three? We should look at what could he withstand. The fact that there's a special halacha that it's divisible by three shows us that it's not specifically connected to his health. Tanabon. So we see that she gets the Malkus. Tanabon. Continues the bright Gemara. Bezman shayish loika. If it's a situation that a woman gets Malkus, hish may be carbon. In those circumstances, the man would have to bring a carbon. However, enish loika, if the woman won't get Malkus, enish may be carbon. Then the man doesn't have to bring a carbon. What are the cases? So one case is that she's a ketana, and a ketana doesn't get Malkus. Although the mefarshim are all very troubled with that explanation, because say if she's a ketana, and she's a chatzi shifcha, chatzi beschairin, how could she ever have gotten a kedushin? If she's only a ketana, she doesn't have a father. Her father is a goy, because she's a chatzi shifcha chatzi beschayr. So Miches Chinuch says a very interesting teretz from the Prima Gadim, that let's say a girl has a mother who's a chatzi shifcha chatzi beschayr, and then this woman has a baby girl. This girl is born as a chatzi shifcha chatzi beschayr, even though she has a full-fledged Jewish father. Miches Chinuch's teretz. Another teretz that Rasha says, complicated teretz, she got married when she was older than a ketana, and then they made it into a leap year, so she wasn't yet 3 years old. But then there's another teretz. Then we speak about, and this is a very fundamental teretz, we alluded to it earlier. The definition here of marriage is not the traditional definition, that she has real kedushin. It means that she's designated to a man. And it has very serious halachic ramifications. Because according to that explanation, it seems that just being designated as a wife, even though you didn't have a proper kedushin, the halacha recognizes as your wife. Where does this question come up? Unfortunately, let's say you have a Jew who's not observant, and they get married, not with a religious ceremony at all, but they were married. And then they get divorced, also not with a get. And the question is she considered an Eishes Ish, because she didn't have a full-fledged Jewish marriage? The question will be, because if she gets remarried without a get, would the children be mamzerim? Manoah, how do we know that the halacha of the man is tied to the woman? Amar Rav Diksev, ish ki yishkav es isha shivcha zera, vishachra nechresh l'ish. So Rava makes the following observation. The pasuk begins speaking from the man's perspective. So nichtav, shouldn't it make sense that the pasuk should end for Havi as Hashem al Hashem, that he has to bring a carbon asham, and then look at the woman and licht b'kolus tia, that she should get malchus. Amai, why do we find that kas rachmana bereish, the first the Torah focuses on her by saying b'kolus tia, that we just explained means that she gets malchus, and only afterwards l'psoif k'siv Havi as Hashem al Hashem. Why did we not finish speaking about him? Says the Mahachikam. This is the way to understand the pasuk. In b'kairus tiyah he, if she will get malchus, that's when the heviest Hashem al Hashem, he'll have to bring a carbon asham. However, v'mloisi b'kairus, if she won't get malchus, lo yavi hu as Hashem, he won't bring a carbon asham. Ask the Gemara, Ema hu mate kro. He indeed doesn't bring a carbon unless she gets malchus. However, she perhaps, tilki v'tevisi carbon, should have to get malchus and also bring a carbon. So first math, how can we have such a havamina? Isn't there a rule of kimlei b'derabbanator, we don't give two punishments? So I saw two turutzim. One teretz is that what the Gemara means is, when she did the aveir b'mezid, she should get malchus, and when she did the aveir b'shagi, she should have to bring a carbon. Or another pshat that I saw is that, and I mentioned this a moment ago, a carbon is not a punishment. A carbon is a carbon. As a kapara. When do we say kimlei b'derabbanator? If there are two punishments, not when there's this, says the Gemara, he took with Tavis carbon, she should have to bring a carbon as well. Says the Gemara, Vahavis Hashem Hashem Ksiv, only he brings a carbon, not she. Continues the Gemara, however, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lo'ilam ein achayiv, there's never an obligation for Hashem Shifcha Charufa, Ela Shifcha Bulu Bavad. Only if she is a woman that had relations previously. Shenema, because the pasuk in describing her says, "V'hi shicha nefchreches leish." My mashma dahai nefchreches leish. The shnuya. How does it mean that she went through a physical change? That she had relations. The ksiv. The pasuk says, this pasuk is where David HaMelech Avshalom was rebelling against his father David. There was an individual whose name was Chushi Ha'arki, who was actually a friend of David's, but he was presenting himself as if he was on Avshalom's side, and he saw what Avshalom and Achitofel were planning, and he told Yonasan and Achmiatz to run, tell David. And as they were running, they had to hide, and the pasuk says, V'tishtach alav charifis. They put on top of them, they hit it on the ground wheat. So we see charifis means ground, that it was changed. Vibay Sema, there's a pasuk in Mishlei, im tichto ha'ava b'machdash, b'toy charifas bali. So the Mefarshim explained the pasuk means that just like there's no point in grinding ground wheat, there's no point in changing this rasha, he's not going to change. But we see again, it means a transformation. There is a question amongst the Mefarshim. Here we say that she had to have been be'ula to be considered a shifcha charufa. So there's two questions that I saw. One question is, does she have to be be'ula, just that she's not a virgin, or does she have to be a be'ula to the man that she's designated to? And what's the halacha if she's a be'ula shloi kedarka? Is that considered a be'ula or not? I did see an interesting pshat. It matters who made that be shloi kedarka. If it was the man that's her husband, any be'ula will make her transferred. If it's not the man she's married to, then it has to be be'ula kedarka. Continues the Gemara. The pasuk says, when Klai Yisrael came to Tetzisor with Ezra, V'yitnu yadam loitzi nesheim, v'sham ayel v'tzoyn al hashmosam. They all brought a carbon asham as they came to Tetzisor. Amar Rav Chisda, melamed shekulin shifcha charufas balu. They had relations with shifcha charufas and they had to bring the carbon asham. Which is a very difficult thing, because if we're saying in the next Gemara that a shifcha charufa is somebody who's married to an Eved Ivri, so many Rishonim hold there was no yoivil by the Ba'i Sheni. If there was no, because not all of Klai Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael, and if there's no Yovel, there's no Eved Ivri. So I could have a Shifcha Charufa. That's why if you look in Rashi in Ezra, Rashi says that this carbon asham was a Hayrah Shah. It wasn't really obligated. However, if we say the Shifcha Charufa is a Shifcha Kananis married to Eved Kanani, then it's not a problem. Or, if we say that it's not specifically an Eved Ivri, it's a Chatzah Shifcha Chatzah Beschar married to a regular Jew, that's why we could have a situation of Shifcha Charufa, even Babai Shem. Or if we'll say that there was Yovel by Bayis Sheni, the problem wouldn't stop. So the Gemara begins describing the din of a Shifcha Charufa more in depth. Tanam Ran Behefta, Yochel Kulai, that she's completely free. Tamalaymer Loinftasa. Yochel Loinftasa, she's not freed. Tamalaymer Hefta. Hakeitzad, Pduya Vayna Pduya. She's sort of Chetzi Shifcha, Vachetzi Beschairin, and she's Moresis Levit Ivri, and she's married to an Ivri Ivri, or as I said earlier, she's designated to an Ivri Ivri, Divra Bekiva. And as I said a moment ago, that many say that the same halach would be if she's moresis to a full-fledged Jew. Rishmal Amar b'shifcha kananis akos b'daber. Rishmal says that it's talking about a shifcha kananis. Moresis levet ivri. Imkain asked Rabbi Shmal, what does the Torah mean? Matam alayim v'hefta alayim v'dasa. Dibra k'tari k'lashim nei adam. And as I said also earlier in the shir, there's a question, does Rabbi Shmal agree with Rabbi Kiva? And he just says more, or he completely disagrees. Rabbi Lezer Amar, all arayas speak about a regular free Jewish woman. Mishulon, there's one exception. This case of Shifcha Charufa, which is a chetzi Shifcha chetzi beschairin, who's meresis levet ivri. The Gemara will immediately ask, isn't Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah saying the same as a Bekiva? Achayim's position, what is a Shifcha Charufa? Lo yumsu kilay chupasa. B'shifcha kananis akos medaber. It's talking about a Shifcha kananis. Muresis levet kanani, who's muresis to never kanani. Now the Gemara begins to analyze these positions. It says the Gemara, Lirishmo, b'shlam v'heftalayin v'dasa, k'riktani. He explained himself, divritari kolashim ne adam, and it means a full-fledged shifcha. Ella, what Rabbi Shmuel said, the k'tani muresis levet ivri, that she's married to never ivri, how do we know that's the case? Menolan de ksiv, kiloy chupasa, that she isn't a free woman. Because she's a shifcha kananis, mulu d'chal chupas. He is. So an Eved Ivri is not considered enslaved. An Eved Kanani is. Ask the Gemara, as we mentioned, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Kiva. Isn't Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah saying the same thing as Rabbi Kiva? Says the Gemara, this is what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah means to do. Rabbi Shia Ishmael Kamar. He's addressing Rabbi Shmuel. Lididi ba'al mekavasech sfirulei. I indeed agree with your point that b'kol ha'tar kula, we hold Dibra Torah Kolosh Mnei Adam. However, here I don't agree. Because Hachashani, Michti, Ksiv Leikro, Kloi Chupasa, the Torah already says that she's not a free woman. So why did the Torah have to add the words, V'hefta Lam Das Lamali, Shema Minah to teach us, Lachi Asa, to teach us that what kind of woman are we speaking about? V'chatzi Shifch V'chatzi Beschayim. Says the Gemara, L'chayrim, now in analyzing the position of the Chayrim, Bishlam V'hefta Lam Nifdasa, that they say means a full-fledged shivcha, because he holds the retired kolosh mnei adam. Ella hod ever kanani menolan. How do we know that's referring to a shivcha kananis who's married to an ever kananis? Omer ukra kilo chapasa. Now it's not necessary for the Torah to tell us these words. We already know from the word the heftaloy niftasa that's speaking about a shivcha kananis. And meini inyan lidida, if it isn't to describe who she is, to know inyan lidida to describe who he is, that he is an ever kanani. And as Dar Chulner points out, many times throughout Shas, the Gemara refers to this concept of Divrei Torah Kolosh Bnei Adam and says there's a man da'omer that holds that way. Now we know that that man da'omer throughout Shas is Rabbi Shmuel. Continues the Mishnah. Kol arayis, in all situation of arayis, if echa gadol and echa katan, one was an adult and one wasn't, katan potter, the katan is potter. Echa erva echa yashin, one was up and one was sleeping, the yashin is potter. Echa shaygi vecha mezit, Shaygi b'chatis, umezit b'ikaris. Whereas, that isn't dialogue by Shifcha Charufa. And as the Mefarshim point out, actually, shouldn't this Mishnah, should not this Mishnah have been included in the previous Mishnah? Because it's all describing the halachas of Shifcha Charufa. Why was it made into a separate Mishnah? Mefarshim explained, because this Mishnah is not speaking about who is a Shifcha Charufa, rather speaking about what is considered a situation that you get the punishment, which wasn't the subject of the previous Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, does that mean, for Hacha Chayiv Katan, does that mean that by Shifcha Charufa, even if one of the participants is a Katan, he's Chayiv? Can't be. Answers the Gemara, Amar Yudah Hacha Katani. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Kol Arayis, in all situation of Arayis, Echa Gadol V'Echa Katan, one's an adult and one isn't, the cotton is potter, the gadol is chayiv. For hacha, whereas by the case of shifcha charufa, gadol nami potter. Even the gadol would be potter if the other participant was a katan. My tamadah makshna dadi. And as the Rishonim point out, the Gemara isn't actually 100% accurate. Because we learned in the previous Gemara, the man's din, the man's rule travels with the woman. But the woman's rule doesn't travel with the man. Furthermore, we learned in the Mishnah, says the Gemara, kolarayis echad nir vechad yashin. If one is up and one is sleeping, yashin potter. Says the Gemara, does that mean to say that by shif charufa, kan yashin, even the sleeping party is chayiv? Can't be. Says the Gemara, Amar Yudah Haktani. This is the way to understand the Amar Yudah Rav Haktani. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. Kolarai is echad nir vechad yashin, yashin potter, v'nir chayiv. It can, however, here, I feel a near potter, even the awake party would be potter, my time to match in a hadadi. Says the Gemara. The Gemara begins with sort of a cryptic brisa that we're going to try to understand. Says the Gemara, Tana Tana Kamed Rav Sheshes. Also, Goyma Kamara, the one doing a full-fledged act, is treated like somebody who only did partial act. Miskavin Kshain Miskavin, Kedaka Kshloi Kedaka, near Kiyoshin. Those are the words of the Braisa. And the Gemara begins immediately to try to understand, Amalei, my comrade, what does this Braisa mean? It was saying that this Braisa is speaking about a Shifcha Charufa, very difficult. Amai also Goymer Kamara. Why are we saying that a Goymer is treated like somebody who just did part of the act? Goymer B'Shifcha Charufa, as we learned earlier in this year, by Shifcha Charufa, only somebody who completes the act is Mechayiv, Ma'ara, but somebody who only does partial act, loy mechayiv. Vesu, furthermore, it says, miskavim k'shem miskavim. Says the Gemara, I mechavim mechayiva, and he loy mechayiva. Furthermore, b'kedaka shloy kedaka, nami. That's not true, says the Gemara. Kedaka v'shif charufa mechayiv, only if the act was done properly is there a chiyiv, v'shloy kedaka loy mechayiv. My tama, shif hazerikseth. Furthermore, my near kiyoshin. What do you mean when you say that near kiyoshin is treated the same way? So Rashi says the problem with near kiyoshin is if somebody who did the act when he's yoshin, it's not considered an act of bia. Taisa says it's considered an oinus, rachmane patre. Furthermore, says the Gemara, so it's hard to say that this Bryce is speaking about a shifcha charufa for all these questions. On the other hand, says the Gemara, Viva Shara is Ketani, if we can say that it's not speaking about a Shifcha Charufa, it's speaking about other situations, then the wording of the Braisa is also difficult. The Braisa says, also Goymer Kamara. Ask the Ipchi Boyle Wemisni. It should be said just the opposite. That the Mara, somebody who even did just partial act, is treated like a Goymer. So Amalei, so he asked me, should I delete this Braisa? It's obviously not authentic. Amalei, so he said, Loy. That's not the, don't do that. Hachi Tani, this is the way to understand the Braisa. Also Goy Mishalah Kedaka B'Shifcha Charufa. If somebody completed the act, but it was done Shalai Kedaka, the Aloch is Loy Mechayiv, Kem'ara Kedaka. Just like somebody who does Iri Kedaka, that he would not be Chayiv. Why? The Shifcha Zerksev, it has to be a full-fledged act. Furthermore, Miskavin, if somebody did the act intentionally, but he did it Shalai Kedaka B'Shifcha, he's Peturim. It's just like he would have done it Ke'enim Miskavin. Why? Because the Shifcha Gzerksiv. The Torah says it has to be done in the natural way. Near Shaloi Kedarka. He did it while he was awake. But it was Shaloi Kedarka. By Shifcha Berufa is Potter. Just like a Yoshin is Potter. My Tama, the Shifcha Gzerksiv. And if he does it while he's sleeping, it's not considered Shifcha Zera. So says the Gemara. In the final analysis, Nintza Hamiskavim Vamara B'Shifcha. If somebody, the halacha of Kavona and Ma'ara by Shifcha Charufa is treated Amiskam B'Kolarayis, similar to Amiskam B'Kolarayis that you potter. So if somebody did Iri with Kavona, it's still potter, just like by Olarayis if it was done without Kavona, as I explained earlier. Yashin Kedarka, if Yashin was done properly by Shifcha Karua, Shifcha Charufa, it's Kiyoshin Darayis. In both cases, you'll be Potter. Nimtza Niyosh Loikadarka. But it was done Niyosh Loikadarka, but Shifcha, Kiyoshin, the Kolarayis. And just like by all Arayis, when it's Kiyoshin, you're Potter. By Shifcha, even if they're up, but it was done Shloikadarka, you're Potter. Hanlach Abba Mechusik Par, Hanlach Abba Mechusik Par, Hanlach Abba Mechusik Par. Says the Mishnah. Amr Loi, if a person was approached and he was told, Achal to chalev, you ate chalev. Who approached him? We'll see in the Gemara immediately. Mevi chattis. Eid amar achal. If one eight says, I saw you eat chalev. Veid amar loy achal. And one says, you didn't. Ish amar oichal. One ish, a woman says, I saw you eat. Ish amar loy achal. Another woman says, you didn't eat. Mevi ashem tali. That's when ashem tali is brought. So Taisa says, this is only in a situation where these two conflicting edim came together. But let's say an aid came and offered testimony, and a psak was issued based on that testimony. That is what's followed, even though later a conflicting aid comes. Others disagree with Taisus. Eirama ochel. One aid says you ate. Vuam aloichalt, and he disputes what the aid says. Potter, he's potter. Shnaimim ochel. Two aidim say we saw you eat chalif. Vuam aloichalt, and he says no, I never ate chalif. Ramei mechayif. Ramei says he has to eat, he has to bring a carbon. Shai Ramei Aimer. What's the basis of Ramei's position? Says Ramei. Im hiviyu shnayim ulei misa chamura. If Edom are so powerful that Edom can make a person be chayiv misa, as we know the Torah says, apishnei Edom yokum dover, ledei carbon akal, shouldn't they have the ability to do the same by carbon? Amloi, so the Rabbanim say, ma'am yirtzulaymer, you can't compare. Because the person could have said, mezid yisi. Yes, I ate chalev, but I was a mezid. And a mezid doesn't bring a carbon. And therefore, even if two edim say he ate chalev, and he disagrees, he's potter. I ask all the Rishonim, how can we believe him? Ain't other mezid matzma rasha. So how can we believe a person that says that he ate chalev a mezid? So they explain, he's not being a rasha. He's being a tzaddik. Because he's saying, I'm not obligated to bring a carbon. And somebody who brings a carbon when he's not obligated to, is chulin bazara. Says the Mishnah, Ochel chalev ahelim behechalem machas. If somebody ate two kazesim chalev, one helim, and a chayev alachas. He's only mechuyev one karmachatas. However, Ochel chalev adam upigel venois behalem achas, chayev akalachas. Achas, he has to bring a separate karmachatas. Zeh chomer, and this is a chomer that is beminim harbei, bemin achad. That min achad behalem achad, you only bring one carbon, and minim harbei, one helim, you bring numerous karbonas. On the other hand, but there's a chumah by one min versus many minim. Shemachal chatzik zayis, because of achal chatzik zayis, b'alma achas b'min achat chayiv, you'll only have to bring one for two chatzik zayisim combined, but two chatzik zayisim of two different isurim, dam and noiser, don't combine in your potter. So Gemara begins to analyze the Mishnah. Ketanu. Where the Mishnah began, amaloi achal techeilif, if he was confronted and said that you ate chalev, mevi chattis. He has to bring a chattis. Ask the Gemara, Amru Kama, how many people confronted him? Amru Kama Havin, train, two people. Says the Gemara, Vuhuma Amru Lahan. And what's his response? Ask the Gemara, Ilem the Shosik, if he's just remained silent, for loy machrish vuhu, and he doesn't argue, ask the Gemara, Shtika the train, who the mevi chattis? Does that mean only because he didn't argue against two Edom, does he bring a Karbon Chattis? However, Ashtita Chad, if he would have been quiet versus one person, Loi, says, that isn't true. Because we learned in our Mishnah, Eimah Mitziyasa, Eimah Ma'ochel, if one Eid says you ate Chalif, Vu'em Loi Chalti, and he disagrees, that's when he doesn't bring a Karbon. Why? Tahamad Amachashle, because he's arguing. Avil Shtosik, if he would have remained silent, he'd be chayiv. So the Gemara's question is, if against one aid, if he remains quiet, he has to bring a carbon, koshkein trei. Certainly, if he's quiet versus two aidim, he has to bring a carbon. So what's the Mishnah teaching us? Ela, the kamachash lehu. What the Mishnah is trying, speaking about a case, where two aidim said, you ate chayiv, and he's disagreeing. And whose opinion does this represent? Mani, the opinion of Ramei, that we just learned in our Mishnah. That if two people, if he argues against two people, we disregard what he's saying. Aval Rabbanan Pater. And Rabbanan hold that we don't disregard what he's saying. But ask them if that's what the Mishnah begins to teach us with, or Mike Mashmalon. So what is the Mishnah, what are you telling me? Besefer Shamit Minah. We already noticed him from the end of the Mishnah. So the Gemara Hak Mashma, what we're learning here is the Davazeh, this case that we began the Mishnah with, Machloikis Ramei Rabbanan, actually represents a Machloikis Rabbanan. V'hu de Machish Lahu, that if he disagrees, Rabbanan say, if he disagrees against two Edom, he doesn't bring carbon. Ramey says he does. And as the Mefarshim say, so what's the point? If we're going to already learn it later in the Mishnah, why say it at the beginning? So the Mefarshim say, because they want, the Mishnah wants to be understood as a stam v'ach kach machloikis, that we don't follow, that the halach is not like the stam. Ikadami, have, there's another version of understanding the Mishnah. Amrloi nami chad karolei. Even though the Mishnah begins with a Lashon Rabbim of Amrloi, it means that he was confronted by one aid. Where do we see such a precedent? There's a Mishnah in Masechta Yevamos. The Mishnah says, Ish shalat bala b'dinas hayam, a woman whose husband traveled overseas, and then they come and say, your husband died, and based on that, she gets remarried. And then her husband shows up, that she can't remain with the second husband, nor with the first husband. The Kaimalon. And we explained that Mishnah, the Fil Bechad. It's speaking about when there was one aid, that she got remarried based on the testimony of one aid. How do we get to that conclusion? Mamai. Midatani Seif, it says in the Sefer, Nisa Shloi Brishus, if she got married without Rishus, that means she didn't need the aid, she didn't need Bezdin's Rishus, because there were two aidim, B'terach Lach Shloi. And the Gemara explains, Mai Shloi Brishus, what is the definition of Shloi Brishus? Shloi Brishus Bezdin. She didn't need a special dispensation from Bezdin, because there were two aidim. Mechlal Dereisha, Dereisha is speaking about that she needed Brishus Bezdin. Why did she need a special dispensation? Because there was only one aid. Alma, Gabi Eid Echad, even though there's only one aid, Ketani Amru. The Mishnah could use the word Amru, which seems to indicate that there were more than one aid. Vachanami, and similarly in our Mishnah, the Tanu Amrloi, even though the Mishnah begins with the words Amrloi, Mashma Afilo Eid Echad. It's not speaking about two aidim that told him he ate Chalev, it's one aid. Says the Mishnah, that's how we establish the Mishnah begins with a case where one eid says you ate chalef. Now ask the Gemara, who my comer? What's his response? Ilema the kamach shlei, that he disagree. Ask the Gemara, maisi, does he give a carbon then? V'ktani mitziyasa, having learned further in our Mishnah, eid ayachat oimer ochel, one eid says you ate chalef, v'ayim aloy chalti, and he disagrees and says I didn't eat, potter. Ask the Gemara, el deshasik. It means the one eid said you ate chalef, and he remained silent. He says, no, I don't need the beginning of the Mishnah to teach us that. We already know that from further the Mishnah, where it said, Eidecher Oimer, when Eid says you ate Chalev, and he doesn't disagree, he brings a carbon. Tama, because from that we see, only the Makashle, because he's disagreeing, does he not bring a carbon. Avos Shosik, Mishnah, if he's quiet, Chayef. Says the Mara, so what's the first thing in the Mishnah coming to teach us? Answers the Mara, Loi Makashle, he's not arguing. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. He's told by one aid you ate chalev. Mevi chatos. On that says the Mishnah. When will he bring that carbon chatos? Strictly if he shosik, if he remains silent. Avol machashle. If he disagrees, then the Mishnah says he's potter. Ask the Gemara. How do we know that if indeed one eight said you ate chaylev and he doesn't disagree, he's indeed chay to bring a karm chattis? Says the Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk says, "Oi, how the love chetasay? Lo yishidu echerim." He has to come to the recognition as his own. Yochol afil emach rishon. As long as he's told and he doesn't disagree, tamaloymer, oi, how the love mikamakim? Says the Gemara. What is this brisa teaching us? The Mayaskinen train. That two people told him you ate chalev. Train. So if two people are telling him you ate chalev, they machishan, and he's not arguing, kroboy, do I need a pasuk to tell us that he's chayv carbon? Of course. El lav. It's talking about b'chad k'tani. It's talking about there was only one eight saying that you ate chalev. The Braisa says, k'ay machishan, if he doesn't argue, mehemen, he's obligated to bring the karmen chatos, shmami no, that's pshat. But one eight, you bring the karmen chatos if you don't argue.